I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Indiana University grad Paul Daly comes back to Bloomington for a new position, the artistic director at the John Waldron Arts Center, which has recently been taken over in part by Ivy Tech, directed, of course, by their chancellor, John Weikert. Paul, thanks very much for joining us. When did you leave Bloomington?
Thank you for having me. I left Bloomington in 1998.
And since then, you've acted, you've done some directing, you've even founded a theater company.
I've done all of the above, even tried my hand at adapting, writing. I found out I wasn't any good at either of those. Acting's definitely my forte, and directing I have found I enjoy immensely also.
As you've come back to Bloomington, as you've been looking around, are the things that you've seen that have changed?
Oh, certainly. All in all, the town's grown, which is wonderful, and that's on all sides. Ivy Tech's grown. When I was here, Ivy Tech was, a couple rooms on the north side of town, and to see what they've done has been very exciting. IU has grown. The city government has grown. BEAD is a new division within the city government since I've been here, and that's a wonderful thing to see happening. And I've stopped by the theater department, and I'm astounded at how much that has grown.
And it's just been 12 years.
Yes.
Now, you have really a new position, new in a lot of ways because of changes in the situation of the John Waldron Arts Center. Can you tell us a little bit about what your goals are for this particular job?
Sure. What I've been doing for the past several weeks is meeting with the various performing artists in town, and there's a lot of them, which is wonderful. And they're all very nice and gracious. The reason I meet with them is to make and grow the connections with the performing artists in the community, because we want those artists in our space performing. That's first and foremost my job.
Mm-hmm.
Then kind of a secondary part of my job is to see what we can do as far as courses go that Ivy Tech will offer for performing artists.
So both a performing space and also educational facilities available through Ivy Tech and to the community.
Certainly. And that's just my side. I mean, we also have a director of the gallery spaces there, Julie Roberts, who's terrific in working with the visual artists in town. And we also have Susie Graham, who's the executive director of Center for Lifelong Learning.
In some ways, then, you're a building administrator. But you also have some other visions for the space, as I understand it.
Yes, I am going to be directing full productions for the Ivy Tech students there. And I'll leave it at that.
Do you have any particular things in mind yet, or are you going to be looking at what the facilities and the students that come to you offer?
I'm going to see what is offered to me. There's a drama club, a fledgling drama club at Ivy Tech that I'm hoping to meet with this fall and see what they're interested in, what their strengths are, and build from there.
Do you have special interests in theater yourself?
What I've focused on definitely has been minimalist theater, so we use hardly any sets, rarely use props, costumes if necessary, certainly no makeup. Lighting's always been a joy of mine, so we do use lighting when we have it. But really the focus has always been on acting.
Uh-huh.
The actors telling the story with their bodies and their voices.
We've been talking with Paul Daly. He's the artistic director for the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.